Many Dayton area residents have warm memories of Old River Park. The 45-acre recreational area created in 1939 for NCR employees and their families and friends. Bobby Murphy grew up in East Dayton, and she remembers going to Old River. She spoke with Dayton Metro Library volunteer interviewer David Murphy, who also happens to be her husband.
Fond memories from your childhood that come to mind?
And I had a friend, her father worked at NCR, and so she always was going to Old River to go swimming, and that was a lot of fun. We would canoe, and they used to show movies, you know, on a big screen, and everybody would have their blankets out and watch Doris Day and Jerry Lewis movies, stuff like that.
So is Old River, it's no longer here?
No, I don't think it's here anymore.
I remember you telling me a story about Old River going down there with your friend because you liked it so much you always wanted to go back.
A friend of mine, she, like I said, one day she could swim and I couldn't. But one day she said, because I would hang out in the shallow end and she would always go, there were like two sides, two big pools, and she was always in the deeper end because she could swim. And one day she said that she wasn't going to bring me anymore unless I went off of the diving board. And so after much coaxing, I guess, I said, okay. She told me that all I had to do was walk off. I would hit the bottom, come back up, and she would swim out to get me. So anyway, I'm like, all right. So she talked me into it. I walk off the diving board, hit the water, and I never hit the bottom, and I don't think I ever hardly came back up. I mean, so it was pretty bad. Next thing I know, she did swim out to get me, and I think the lifeguard was about ready to jump in after me at that point. Anyway,
but the good news is that
the good news is that I did it, and I got to go back to Old River.
That's
almost
good.
Drowned to do it.
As a young adult, then, looking back on Dayton, the time you spent here, does it look different? Were there things you did still? Or places you like to go and frequent and have fun as a young adult?
I used to hang out down in the Oregon District, do things, you know, go to the movies at the Daybell Theater. We used to do that. My mom used to take us to the, I think it was called Belmont Auto. It was the drive-in that was there. And that was always a lot of fun.
Do you go back into your old neighborhood or things like that?
A little bit. It still kind of looks about the same to me as far as the neighborhood goes. I mean, a lot of things have changed downtown. I know that they're trying to revitalize. They've done a really nice job. Obviously, the library here is really nice that they've redone. And the cannery where my son's at, you know, they're trying to revitalize and make downtown a lot better. And so I think that's a good thing.
You know, any particular lessons in life or words of wisdom that you feel you can share with anyone who happens to be listening?
Well, again, I just think attitude is everything, and attitude determines your altitude. And so if you have a bad attitude with things, then obviously that's going to bring you down and things that are around you. And usually those are small things anyway. So those are things to just not worry about, and just to have a good attitude and no matter what you're going through. So I think that's the main thing, is check your attitude.
That was Daytonian Bobby Murphy speaking with her husband David Murphy as part of the Senior Voices Project. This interview was edited by Community Voices producer Alan Steiger. Old River Park closed in 1998, and today it serves as an environmental laboratory for its new owner, the University of Dayton. Senior Voices is a collaboration between the Dayton Metro Library, Rebuilding Together Dayton, and WYSO. This series is made possible through the generous support of the Del Mar Healthcare Fund of the Dayton Foundation.